Hey ladies, did you miss my breakthrough belly bloat boot camp? Oh my gosh. Well, go to bit.ly/breakthrough belly bloat boot camp and you'll hear all about it. I've got it downloaded there. It was exciting and so informative. I don't want to spill the beans, but it was pretty amazing. So get in there, enjoy it, and I hope you enjoy this episode today. Hello, welcome to the Wise Divine Woman podcast and to the Eating Your Way to Hormone Health workshop. Wow, what an exciting day today. And I just want to thank you for being part of this. The Eating Your Way to Hormone Health is one of those fantastic workshops that I completed during 2020, the year of the Great Pause. And we have really dug in deep, and I'm so excited to share it with you, not only during this podcast, but also in the workshop. So welcome, welcome ladies. As you know, the Wise Divine Woman is a movement that I've created to change women's life. I mean, if you are living in a sea of brain fog, you're on a hormone roller coaster to crazy town, then this is for you. And welcome. I'm so excited about it. Today, I am talking about the top five foods for thyroid health. So in thyroid health, I get really excited. I love talking about thyroid, but I also love talking about foundational nutrition. Right? Starting and eating clean and keeping it simple. The thyroid is a really important gland for releasing hormones and performing various functions of the body. Did you know that your hormone health does play a role, or the health of it is impacted not only by your hypothalamus, but also your adrenal health? So it's a fine line. It's a good balance, and understanding it as that it's all encompassing is super important for the part of your endocrine health and your hormone health. So any imbalance in its secretions or the malfunctioning of the thyroid can cause several issues. Your body requires a balanced amount of certain hormones. Both the overproduction and the underproduction can be very harmful and detrimental to your body, and it badly affects the normal body functioning. For instance, fertility, mood, body weight as well. There's so many things that it impacts. There can be several reasons for the malfunctioning of your thyroid gland. You know, if you have thyroidism, get your blood work checked. For sure. Talk to your doctor. Talk to your naturopath. But if everything's fine, then you need to start building that foundation, balancing your hormones, and supporting the health of your thyroid to combat that. You also have to consider the amount of toxins that are in your body. With thermography, we can visually see that. In a consultation with myself or with another health coach, we can actually build out and map out the reasons why you have this thyroidism, and perhaps why you have this toxic effect to your body. So it's great to look at all of these things. One thing that's prominent about the reasons for the deficiency could be iron, right? That's very fundamental for the whole health of your body. It can make your thyroid sluggish. Did you know that? I also believe that the toxins in your body, the support of your lymphatic system, and building a foundation in mineral supplementation is also key as well. That's why I supplement with a couple of supplements called Rekik and Selenda. I also include iron as part of my blood work that I get from my doctor every year. And I also eat foods that are really healthy in iron. So you can hear all about Rekik and Selenda with my episode with Monique Dorn, and I'll put that in the show notes, and I'll also attach it in my Eating Your Way to Hormone Health workshop. But along with other nutritional causes, your diet, daily lifestyle, and stress, right, can also trigger abnormal functioning and inadequate release of hormones. right? Your body is out of balance. The parasympathetic and sympathetic nervous systems are trying to balance it out. So sometimes you'll have a deficiency elsewhere in the body, which is imperative to understand so that you can support that, so you don't have a weak digestion while it's trying to pan out stress in the liver. Or with the thyroid, there's so much toxicity going on, your body's focusing on the chaos around the thyroid, that your body's like, oh, I gotta focus on this, girl, I can't do this. So it's a good balance. However, there are certain foods consuming that can keep your thyroid healthy, and take a look at some best thyroid foods today. So I'm glad you're here. Let's join along. So eggs are called the perfect food, right? I love eggs. If you have an egg allergy, or if you're ever suspicious of an allergy, then perhaps remove eggs. But eggs are perfect. They contain everything that your body needs for better functioning, for healthy choice, it's a healthy choice for rebuilding protein and supporting your thyroid. It contains vitamins, minerals, cholesterols, and protein, all of which support thyroid health and the secretion of your thyroid hormones. Besides, eggs provide a sufficient content of selenium. Anyone who's ever done a follow-up call with me as part, or as using thermography as part of your, you know, health plan, I will talk to you about selenium and the importance of that. It's important for converting T4 into T3, right? And this makes it more usable. Additionally, the egg is a wonderful source of dietary cholesterol, which is helpful for the balanced synthesis of sex hormones. Who doesn't want more sex? No. Last but not least, it provides vitamin B. Energy, right? And it's a fat-soluble vitamin, and that makes your thyroid work more efficiently. So, ghee. Who's ever tried ghee before? Ghee is clarified butter. It's been used in Ayurvedic traditions for several centuries. Like, it's an old one. You can actually get it at most of the stores. Now, if not, you can make it your own. It provides important nutrients to ensure the working of the thyroid gland. It contains sufficient amounts of vitamin A, and this is needed for healthy thyroids as well. Moreover, it supplies ample amount of cholesterol, which is very helpful to the thyroid. If you're struggling with the cholesterol levels, please talk about liver health with your coach or with your functional medicine or with your naturopath. Cholesterols are created in the liver. I truly believe that the imbalance of the liver causes this spike, and reducing inflammation in your body also helps eliminate this effect to the heart and these cholesterol spikes. Okay, that's just me. Don't hold me to it. Talk about it. Read about it. Okay, so moreover, vitamin A helps supply ample amount of cholesterol, again, good for the thyroid. It's also good that it contains omega-3 fatty acids, not only good for brain health, breast health, reduce inflammation, but it's great for the thyroid. It controls that aspect of all of those things, and it also offers many healthy benefits as well. Who doesn't know that they should be incorporating many different sources of of omega-3 fatty acids in their diet? If you're not doing it, do it today. It is very important for your thyroid, your heart, your brain health, your reducing inflammation overall. So let's talk about unrefined salt. One thing that you should remember is that processed table salt and unrefined salt are two different things. The unrefined salt is like Himalayan salt or gray salt, right? Or sea salt. It's great for supporting and boosting up your thyroid. It works by decreasing the amount of stress hormones known as adrenaline or cortisol. It's important. Their lower concentration favors thyroid health. What makes unrefined salt really helpful? How many different flavors of unrefined salt do you have in your house? I know I have sea salt and I have Himalayan. I would love to get some gray salt as well. And I think that would be just wonderful to add is that complimentary aspect. And they're available in a lot of the gourmet stores, health food stores, and probably order online as well. Keep a nice selection of unrefined salts so that it's pleasing to the eye. It adds different flavors and textures to the food that you're eating. It also enhances adrenal functioning, which is important in your whole endocrine. Remember when I said that your thyroid health does depend on adrenal health and hypothalamus health as well to function the entire hormone system called the endocrine system. Okay, so it assists in manufacturing stomach acid as well. Who knew? It helps improve your metabolism as it helps to improve your thyroid. Let's talk about coconut oil. There's coconut oil, there's coconut butter, there's coconut milk. I love all this. You know, I add MCT to my coffee in the morning. I add it to my smoothies every day. And it's just part of that protection that I'm trying to create for my brain health, but also for my thyroid health. Coconut oil is known to be a very beneficial, not only to the body. It provides many, many benefits. You can use it as hair treatments. You can use it as a skin treatment. You can use it as very carefully to remove makeup. You can use it for massages. There's so many, many things. But the important characteristic about it, what's most prominent about it, is that it supports thyroid function by boosting your metabolism. It contains a high concentration of medium chain triglycerides. That's MCT, right? It speeds up your metabolism. It supports your thyroid, and it also helps build brain health. So yogurt, it's a funny one, right? You need to make your own yogurt. Let's not kid yourself. It's part of this prebiotic, probiotic aspect, but it also has so many really rich supplies of things. Get some organic milk. You can find an yogurt maker. Even I have a yogurt maker. But it doesn't take, I mean, it's so good for you. Even kefir, as long as it's organic, as long as there's no flavoring to it, as long as it's not sweetened, and no, I mean no, the yogurt that you buy at the grocery store is not what I'm talking about. Not, you know, Yoplait and not this, all this other stuff. We're talking about a homemade yogurt that you make yourself that is cultured and grown properly. Different texture, different taste altogether. If you can get your hands on some, then do it. You'll love it. Your body will love you for it. This is known for providing rich supplies of iodine. Yogurt can be 50% your daily supplement, your supplement in iodine, which is important. Yogurt fortified with vitamin D, which is, you know, part of that whole milk thing, but you can get your vitamin D like in the sunshine, like you're supposed to, but it's also very helpful for people who have hypothyroidism. Help boost it. Give everything natural to your body that you need, that it supports, and yogurt can be one of those foundational food that aids as a supplement as well. Eating these foods and adopting a healthy lifestyle can improve your thyroid health. And really, the thyroid health gives you energy, manages weight, helps rebuild hair. There's so many factors to thyroidism that it's a whole nother episode, whole nother lecture and workshop. So additionally, avoid alcohol, avoid fried fatty foods, limit, if not remove, the amount of sugar. Use your natural sugar sources like maple or honey, perhaps stevia or monk fruit. These are really great and will enhance the function of your thyroid gland. So just one thing I wanted to just finish with today on this little bonus podcast and then in this workshop is this incredible Solenda product that I use, every day. It is a very unique blend of minerals, and I talk about mineral foundation all the time. Teeth, bone, brain, red blood cells, your body, depression, anxiety, all of this stuff can be linked to mineral deficiency. Start slow, start easy, start something that is whole food based. Solenda is one of those products, and it's an everyday supplement. It's simple. It's a great source of minerals that are for natural growth and development. It helps detoxify your body naturally. This is a source of antioxidants that can help reduce cell damage from free radicals. For me, free radical damage is something that I've I'm genetically prone to it, as my DNA testing has shown. And it also helps in maintenance of healthy hair, skin, and nails. And I can attest to that. Like, this hair is crazy and I love it. And I believe that it's all part of this Solenda Re-Kick combination that I've just been so diligently taking. In this Solenda formula with Soul Life, and I'll add a link so that you can dig deeper about it, it has organic humic acids. I've done a previous podcast. I'll link that too with another product. But again, it's about humic acid. Which is natural earth, right? Can't get anything better than that. Natural earth, thousands of years old. And so that's where the humic acid comes from. Kelpware, which is a natural source of kelp and iodine. Benetine, which is a type of clay. And again, it's earthy, right? It's all about foundation. That helps capture and release toxins in the body naturally. But again, it has all of those great manganese, magnesium, selenium, iodine, calcium, all these great natural minerals that are so important to your body. Golden bamboo, which I'll talk about. I think I posted that on my Facebook page, but golden bamboo is one of those great little things. Google it. Sea salt. And this is a organic Himalayan salt formula that's in here, which you need for so many important functions of the body. Minerals are required every day for cellular membranes, connective tissue, including muscles, tendons, ligaments, cartilage, and bones, and soft tissues such as veins, arteries, organs, and more. Can you understand why I believe that, you know, not only for thyroid health, but for your overall health, these types of foods and these types of minerals are important to the entire body? Minerals are essential for plants and animals and humans, right? Our body thrives on minerals. And if they're in a free ionic state, right, which is not part of anything, it's in a best form that it can be. It's not a nutraceutical. It's in the best neutral state that it can be. That's going to be, it's more bioavailable to the body. And that's why Solenda has become so important, not only for my health, but for many around Canada. It's not available in the States just yet, but if you want some, I'll get you some. Don't worry. When it comes to minerals, these are so easily recognized by the cells in your body, and that's why this formula is the most optimal. It contains nearly 70 of the most bioavailable ionic forms of minerals that are available. It means minerals that are naturally organically bound. It's permitting easy and efficient absorption. I mean, really. Not only with these five food takeaways today to help support your thyroid health, but also to support your hormone health and build a foundation in your health as well. If you'd like to learn more about it, I'll leave information in the show notes and I'll leave information on my everywhere. You can see my Linktree connection, and that's linktree.com/Dana Irvine, I believe. Let me look. Yep, Dana Irvine. And there's so much more I can tell you, but I'll leave that for another day. Thank you so much for being part of this today. Thank you so much for joining me. And I hope that you have a glorious day. Check out everything that I have in podcast. Please leave a rating or tell me you love it and share it with your friends. And thank you for being part of the Eating Your Way to Hormone Health. Thank you so much. Hey sister, are you fed up with feeling out of control? Are you lost in a sea of brain fog? You have nothing left for the bedroom at the end of the day? Are you riding that hormone roller coaster to crazy town? Sister, I know you are tired of managing your hormone health month to month. I mean, heavy period, low period, no period, spotty periods, thinning hair, weight gain, hot flashes, brain fog, lumpy, tender breasts, water retention, and hair?
Who knows where it's growing now? I know you can relate, can't you? I mean, right now, you know, I'm talking to you. I'm Dana, and I'm here to help you transform. I believe that when we work on your hormone health through nutrition, faith, education, and implementation, you will have a hormone and health transformation. I invite you to join me and other women just like you in a 12-week completely immersive program called the Wise Divine Women Hormone Transformation. This 12-week live coaching program was created to meet you personally while you are facing these very emotional challenges in your life right now. Inside this program, we're going to go through some very specific solutions that are going to help you with learning to eat for hormone health, change self-sabotaging mindset, correcting hormone imbalances, recharging your libido to light up your bedroom, and everything in between. In addition to these great solutions, I'm going to help you understand thermography as a proactive tool, your breast health through my exclusive Touch Your Tatas program, and how to integrate your healthcare team, and so much more. If you are ready to feel your best again and reclaim your hormones, restore vitality, and regain your confidence in your health, then this is the program for you. Well, I bet you're wondering what is actually the 12-week masterclass involved? Well, we're going to look at what triggers your hormones, how to reset your hormones. We're going to learn better eating habits. We're going to break through. We're going to build you up with confidence. And we're going to incorporate this through meal plans and grocery lists, instructional videos, daily insightful worksheets, weekly coaching, and educational videos about our weekly topics. And we're also going to have this really great, unique space with incredible soul sisters in our private Facebook page where we can support each other and learn from each other and gain insight and encouragement. And, you know, our weekly topics are about eating habits. Sugar, it is the enemy. Your gut health and how important that is to your hormones. How stress can impact not only your life, but your body and your hormones. Thyroid health, what causes imbalances. How to build your immune system and how that affects your hormone health, adrenal, weight loss, exercise, self-care, healthy mindsets. Oh my gosh, there's so much in this program, 12 weeks intensive. It is a big course. It's an intensive course. It's 12 weeks. You know, this is something that I've been working on for all of this year, and the price everyone wants me to charge is $497 for this 12-week intensive. But because it's a new year, we've gone through so much, we've struggled through so many things, I'm offering it until January the 11th for $297. And with that, you get private coaching, you get exclusive access to me 24/7 through Vox, and I'm really so excited that I'm pouring my heart and soul into this to be there for you, the wise divine woman that you are meant to be. So, hope you enjoy me on January the 6th for my Belly Bloat Breakthrough Boot Camp, where we're going to talk about, you know, what causes the stomach to bloat, what habits you can incorporate into your daily regime to help break through that uncomfortable situation that happens when who knows what you eat, what time what you eat, when you drink, what smoothie you're drinking. This is a relentless problem that many, many people have. So let's get together on January the 6th at 6:30 on my Wise Divine Woman Facebook page, and we're going to get to the bottom of your bloating naturally, give you some stomach soothing recipes and wisdom into helping you de-bloat your belly. I hope you can join me. Thank you for being part of this mission. Thank you for being part of what drives me into just wanting to be part of women's life and giving them hope and assurance of who that they can become.